Okay, Tov, good morning.
טוב,
Good
בוקר
night,
טוב.
Shabbos. Did Eli connect us? He's busy connecting. Okay. Looks like Eli's on. Fine. Still in Korea. Last week we spoke about the concept, the bracha we make, Reifei Chol Amo Yisrael, and we asked Mama Kesher Rufua just to Klal Yisrael. It seems that's something that's necessary to everybody. So we said there's two Mahalchim, and just go over this. I'm not sure any of us remember it. If we do, we don't really understood it properly. Let's try and just go over this again before we take the next step. There's two drachim that Hashem uses in Rufua. The one is Rufua Beteva. The body is broken, put into the goof, an automatic Rufua system. Like you cut yourself, the body heals itself. You don't have to do anything. There's antibodies, there's anti-cells, T-cells, B-cells, there's a ganze marechet there. The immune system, the entire immune system that Hakadosh Baruch Hu implanted in the goof, that it heals itself. You know, you get a cold, you leave it for a few days, it gets better. The medical companies don't want you to know this because they want you to buy their products. But the bottom line is there's a whole marechet of refuah that takes place that Hashem implanted into the nature of the world. That's self. And then there's the... once again. Because of... That's Mamash Hashem. There's no human intervention there. That's Mamash Hashem. You see it clearly. And the second one is that there's an Indian we see in the Torah that you have to go speak to doctors. Life would be much easier if you didn't have to speak to doctors. Most of our anxiety and health issues are having to deal with the medical system. You know, the biggest problem you got when you're ill is not that you're ill, God forbid, it's that you have to actually deal with the medical system. It's a ganze nightmare. Anybody who's ever had to go through the process, it's not the poshut. But anyway, that's what's wired into the system, that you have to be doshim bereifim. It says in the posuk, yirape, yirape. So that is hishtadlus, normal, natural hishtadlus. That's the anhoga. Where would you look up this? You'd look it up under called hishtadlus. Naturally hishtadlus. But we say that a kolosh boruch hu's a reife ne'eman. Hashem is Reifei Chol Amo Yisrael. There's two aspects to that, he said. The one is that mitzad, ma she'elokusu yisparach, ha'bilti ba'alas tachlis merape cholim, ba'al zeh nikra Hashem yisparach Reifei Kol Boso. That where Hashem's called Reifei Kol Boso, that means everything, that Hashem is kaviyachol, the biggest doctor in the world. He's Reifei everything, Boso v'dom. Whoever comes to him, he metaples with them like a roife. And Hashem's no worse than any other doctor. The same way as in the natural world, everybody has his doctor, that's his unique doctor. You know, you go to the kupa, they want to know who's your doctor. Everyone has a doctor that metaples with him. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the doctor of Klal Yisrael. He's your family doctor. You know, who's your family doctor? You want a mesham, you want something, you have to go to your family. Hashem's the doctor miyuchad. He's the exclusive doctor of Klal Yisrael. But he deals with Klal Yisrael's unique issues. Ki ani Hashem refuecho. Like the doctor says to the professor, says to the patient, I'm your doctor. And that's pshuta kamashmoy, he says. And that's v'hu mamash pshuta shal mikra v'niflo. That's poshut. So that aspect, which is wired into the system, that every creature has its automatic natural healing systems that Akash Baruch Hu builds into the teva, that's reifei kol boso. But this unique relationship that you have refused to go to a doctor, and you're going to Hashem as your doctor, you make it dadas, we'll see why you go to a doctor. That's not the subject now. But who's the real Reife? We know that. Hashem's the real Reife. That's Reife Chol Amo Yisrael. That you have your own private, exclusive doctor. When you go private, you pay 1,000 shekels to see the doctor. He gives you his phone number or his email address. If you go through the kupa, you can't get hold of the guy, unless you see him at davening, and then he won't talk to you anyway. So not much on there. But you pay 1,000 shekels, the doctor gives you his phone number. So the same with Hashem. When you ponet to Hashem, he's your doctor. You're going private. So he heals you. So those are the two aspects. In the davening in Shmoneh Esrei, when you say Reife Chole Am Yisrael, we're talking about that aspect, not the aspect of Reife Kol Boso. Okay. Fine. So now we can take the next step on Tzaddik Beis. Amnam. Let's try and understand this aspect clearer. Sof, shonehu mereife boss of Adam. There's a major difference between him and a reife boss of Adam. So boss of Adam, in the image reife God lamumchuhu, if the doctor really is a big expert, he's the real guy, yeah? He's a very choshuva, he's the mumcha. Harekash mod litkabel etzlo. It's very hard to get an appointment with him. Not so simple to get an appointment with a doctor who's the reife mumcha, the god or the professor. Sharehu Adam mutzum bezmanoi bekoich v'ni yochel atel b'kol acholim b'batachat. Everybody wants to see the best doctor, but he has limited time and space and energy, so he can't see everybody that wants to see him. You phone up, you get an appointment. They tell you, yeah, phone back in a year. We'll put you on the waiting list. You know, call back in a year. I was once sitting in the waiting room with a doctor. And I was waiting to see this doctor. Anyway, the receptionist talking on the phone. I'm not really listening. And then I was saying to the person, the earliest appointment I have is in April. And I'm thinking to myself, but 1 second, it's June at the moment. What do you mean April? I was like, April. April was last 2 months ago. April next year. The first appointment I have is April next year. Yeah, because the doctor, Emugbalin. He also has his own life. He has to sleep 8 hours a day. He's got a family. He's got kids. How many hours a day does a professor work, Hansen? So there's 20,000 people want to see him. He's working 6 hours a day. Well, I work more when you're making that kind of money. And he's also got surgeries, and he's got ward rounds, and he's got doctors are busy people. You have to make a lot of ishtadlis, you have to protect it, and you have to do it, and then you pay a lot of money to see him as well. But Kosh Boch is not like that. You don't need protector, you don't need referral or beneficiary to talk to a Kosh Boch. He talks straight to him. And he's on your case straight away. What about payment? Hashem's not, how expensive. You're seeing Hashem profits. It's all like, yes, Eflo. You have insurance for that. Amnulanu Chazal. Kireife chinam ato. It's a Gemara in Brochus, Dach Samach. Hashem is a reife chinam. Reife chinam. We tell her, come and he fly milim. How awesome are these words? The Lechayre Tamor. Hashem works for nothing. Hashem doesn't get paid. When he gives you food, you paid him. You go to a restaurant, you eat, you stay in a hotel, you eat, you sleep, you pay when you leave, or before you even get in, they make you pay. The Kosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Malon Chinam. He feeds me chinam. We don't say the word chinam by any of the other aspects. Tavke yaba refua is a reife chinam, and everything else is not chinam. Good kasha, no? Ve'akanesinas chayim v'panosa v'chochma v'bonim lokeach scha? For giving you life and panosa and wisdom and children, you pay him for that? Umi yakdimini eshlanem. Hakdimini. Umi Hakdemini Vasholem, says Yoiv. Mashiv Lashem called Tachmolo Alai. How can I pay back Hashem for all the goodness he's done for me? What do you mean? Just when you go out, you leave a check by the reception. What are you talking about? Hashem doesn't take. What are you talking about? Say Dafke Yaba Rafua is Chinam. You don't have a minute, maybe that's not Chinam. Everything else is Chinam. Me who's Eshe Yochel Shalom Labayra, Achas Mani Elef, Mimena, we go, Like we've seen many times in the Chovos HaLevavos. One, all the mitzvahs, you can do mitzvahs your whole life, you can't pay back Hashem for one small chesed he does for you. That's not called chinam, everything he does for us. You can't pay back Hashem for even the smallest chesed he did for you, even if you be over Hashem non-stop the rest of your life. You'll never be able to pay back for one of the chesedim he does for you. Yeah, but he's a reif chinam, and everything else you're paying for? That's a good question on the Gemara. We may imkain miyuchedes here refuah because of ache the magdishim shehi bechinam. So what's the difference between refuah and everything else? It's, yeah, the Torah to emphasize that this is bechinam. Aval biu because of ache noisenu yisparach laAdam b'shehu Elokim. Upshetu Elokim ze bechinam. Everything else Hashem gives you, He gives it to you b'tor Elokim. He gives it to you b'tor that he's your God, and he gives you everything. So God gives for nothing because you can't give. There's nothing you can give him. So when it's coming to you via what's called Elokim, as a bechinam, aval inyan harefua, hare amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, ki ani Hashem refuecho. Refe kepshuta kakol refe bo'ilo. Ani Hashem refuecho. He's not coming to us b'tor Elokim. He's coming to us b'tor kakol refe bo'ilo. Hashem's relating to us as a roife, like a roife. But he does also roife, like a chetzra, and the way of a doctor is to take money. Well, there, who shenema revus to zu, the roife zu hagodol kiviyachol, ma'apu b'chinam. That's why Chazal come along and add this chiddush. That even though Hashem's roife called roife and roife amo Yisrael is begetter, he's becoming as a doctor. I'm your doctor. The doctor, you have to pay. Everything else is coming, but to Elokus. Elokus, you don't have to pay. I'm not in the same sense. But there's a payment back, there's a shibut, there's a chorus of toivah. The Nyan Achshav is your doctor. The doctors, you have to pay. So comes along Chazal and says, the big Hiddish here. The doctor, you don't have to pay. There's also this aspect of Ne'eman. Well, Hashem's not Ne'eman when he gives you other things. Only in Rufu is called Ne'eman. Shemat Baya Reifim im Yesh lo Sibu Umar pe Bechinam Sof Sof Einu Masu lo Choyle Kamo Mi Kamo El Mi Shenoisim lo Sra. Human nature is that if the doctor's working for free, you don't get the same kind of service as you do when you're paying him well. I once went to one of these specialists, you had to pay private, whatever, you know, and then you get the money back from a carby later, whatever. Anyway, it was a lot of money you had to put on the table then. It's before the Sharap days. So we're sitting there, and I was with a family member. And you get a 10-minute appointment, whatever, you know, that's squeeze you in, whatever, you're half an hour late, whatever. So the family was a bit belachats, and they were saying, okay, but you know, the doctor said, calm down. You're paying a lot of money for this appointment. You've got all the time you need. You know, you're paying a lot of money for this, you know, so now I've got time for you. If you weren't paying a lot of money, if you were in the hospital and he was doing his rounds, he wouldn't talk to you because I'm not getting paid, so how much attention do I give you? I can go back to my office private and I'm making 1,000 shekels for 10 minutes, so why should I waste my time downstairs, you know, working for free? We know that for sure. Teachers are like that as well. You know, you got kids in the school system, could I to bribe the teachers? Not open bribe, but find a way to get their attention, make sure that they give your kids better attention because you've got 30 kids in the class. And he's getting paid how much? I don't know that much. So you know, on Purim, you know, that's what Purim presents for the Rebbe. So you give him a bribe because that's what bribes are for. I mean, Chas v'chalila, bribe. I'm being recorded here. I don't bribe my much. Well, you know what I mean. That's how it is. That's how it works. You get better attention. So, Kamama Chazal. I see the Magen Magagin Manishova. Aval Hashem is Barach. Hashem not only is not getting paid, so you'd think, well, he's not getting paid, so I'm not going to get the best deal here. No, he's a Reife Ne'eman even when he's a Reife Chinam. So what do you have to do in order to get an appointment? What do you do in order to get him to look at your file? What? Should him and ask him to come inside and ask him to please help you. Umami's by telephone. So what's his phone number? How do you get hold of this doctor? I'm reading what's written here, okay? He shoot it off, and people used to come to him complaining about this problem, that problem. He would say, he'd write something on a piece of paper and say, here's Hashem's fax number. You go straight to him. You know, why are you coming to me? Go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're angry, you know, God, Hashem, he's the one that does everything. He has his fax number, fax it. Korav Hashem, lekol korav, lekol Hashem yikru be'emes. All you have to do is call out to Hashem, yikru, again there. Lekol korav. You need this mid of tefillah called kriya. It's a directed tefillah. You know who you're talking to. It's not just an unbridled scream. It's a kriya that's gecheshbon based on an understanding where you call b'shem Hashem. You know who you're talking to. You have to first build the b'shem Hashem, and then you call out to Hashem. And that's this aspect of kriya as it relates to refuah. And then you go to the doctor. And then you make your shtadlus. There's no question. Today we make your shtadlus. We go to doctors. No one's saying you don't go to the doctor. But you don't find the doctor and then say to heal him. You first daven and then you find the doctor. That's okay. Bazeh Sheirish Minag Yisrael. Always interested me this. I'll tell you now. Let's just see it inside and I'll tell you this. Always interested me. Bazeh Sheirish Minag Yisrael Kishyesh Chayle. Hashem Yishmereinu. This is Chayle Chas V'Chalila. There's a sick person. The tzibu stops learning sometimes. Again, you have to know the gedorim there. And they daven. The whole yeshiva gets up and starts davening. Why aren't you learning? Learning, the fruit of learning is bigger than the fruit of tefillah. Why you stop learning in order to daven? I remember once I was in South Africa and there was somebody sick, so they asked people please to learn refuah this person. Rosh Yeshiva visiting Rosh Yeshiva Meretz Yisrael, he said, I don't understand. Somebody sick, you daven for them to get better. When did you ever see people getting up and saying, you know, Shnai Moich Sin Batalas? When someone's sick, you get up and you say, Shira Malois. I remember him saying that. I was quite interested because the source of Talmud Torah is Lechera bigger than the source of Tefillah. Why are you stopping to learn to daven? One of my rabbis told me he was learning by Rabbi Michael Feinstein Zatzal, the Rabbi's nephew, the Brisker Rav's son-in-law, Rabbi Michael Feinstein, the father of Rav David and Rav Chaim today, G'dayli G'dayli Yisrael. Rav Chaim Kanevsky stood up for Rav Chaim Feinstein. That's to give an idea of who Rav Michael's son is, Rav Chaim today, the Rosh Yeshiva. When he went to see Rav Chaim wouldn't let him go because Rav Chaim kept trying to stand up for him and he wouldn't let Rav Chaim stand up for him. But last interesting video, you can see him. Rav Chaim trying to stand up for Rav Chaim. So, Mavel Varayim, who Rav Chaim is. Anyway, so he told me that he was learning by Rav Michael. They used to have a base midrash in Tel Aviv. In the middle of Seder, a guy came in there and he said, I came to Rav Michael to ask him, please, there's somebody in his house who's very ill. Can he please daven for him? Rav Michael said, I'm learning. Rav Michael Teirach. I wasn't interested. And then the guy said, but Aval Rebbe is a pekuch nefesh. He didn't say another word. He closed his gemara, got up and started davening, saying to heal him. That means he closed his gemara. Why don't you just carry on learning? What's his reifer name? Tov. No, you get up and daven.
The question is, when someone is
daven
for have to make a learning or mishbera for something, someone who is very sick or is sick, there's no danger, nothing. I think it's not...
It's a shikl. That's a good question. It's a shikl. I'm going to ask another question which includes your question and makes the question a bit bigger. Is this a shikl? I don't know. And then you may ask the question now while we're talking about it. Somebody in town has a panosa problem. Yeah. There's somebody in the school, whatever. Rahman al-Sani has a panosa problem. Everybody says davening for him. Everyone says tilling for him. There's a petek on the board saying, please daven for panosa for Chaim Shmerel. There's a sick person, please daven for Yankel, he's got Khas for Khalila. What about a guy needs a shidach? What about, there's a lot of tourists in the world. Only, we don't see Klal Yisrael being noyak to say to Hilim Betzibu, except for a chayla. Always interested me. Well, why not? If I lost the problems, lost the sukkana. Sometimes this person that you're saying to Hilim for might not be in as much danger as the guy who doesn't have panosa. Why are we davening for Yankel's panosa? As a yochid we do, for sure. There's no yochid who knows about a friend if he's got a panosa problem that doesn't daven for him for his panosa, for sure. But as a tzibu, You never ever see that. I've never seen a petek on the board. And when they put up the peteks, please daven for a refuah shleima for somebody. I've never seen a petek, please daven for Dohim sometimes in Rosh Hashanah and Chayim, we see we do. Well, what about all the problems that people have got? Kid off the derech, rachmana litzlan. No, the daven for his kid. He's also sick. I don't see that. No one thinks Shira Malo is after Shimon Esrei for Yankel's panosa problem. So, Lamalo. It's an interesting question, that's all. So the same as your question is when do you know when you say Tehillim and when you don't say Tehillim, how sick the person has to be? The Rishonim are clear. When a person has a Torah, he has to daven. It doesn't say which Torah dafka. Any Torah, any problem that a person has, he has a chiyuv to daven. That's a deraisa. Even according to the Rishonim that hold that, that davening is only the Rabbonim. But if it's based Torah, it's deraisa. But it's what Tanit, the Tehillim you say after Shmon Esrei, the Tehillim they say after Shmon Esrei today, that's deraisa. Mincha is a derabbanan. The Tehillim they say afterwards is a deraisa. You see people that daven mincha and they go out, they don't stay for the Tehillim. That's a deraisa. Yeah. Why? Because it's an eist sora. Could be your mincha today is also deraisa because they got eist sora. I'm not going to go into that. But the Tehillim for sure is an eist sora we davening. But deraisa, the person's in an eist sora who's not in an eist sora today. You feel safe? And I think matzav ma'od lo pashut. So the davening there is a deraisa. Well, you don't have to wait for a chayle. But we don't see Klal Yisrael is noy to mevatel Talmud Torah for davening for anything else other than refuah. Why? That's my question. Okay. Maybe he'll deal with that. I don't know. Maybe we'll get some insights here. And when exactly you know when you mevatel the tzibul or you metarich the tzibul for how you know the kid's got a cold. And if you say tehillim but tzibul. Exactly what the red line is, how much you have to wait for the person's mum is just about to die. I once heard a mother saying that. You know, they ask the person to start, they ask the kids to start davening for somebody who's ill and the person dies 15 minutes later. Chas v'chalila. Why didn't you start davening 2 weeks ago? Now you come. They're about to take their last breath. You get the kids to daven for them. The kids daven, the person dies. Okay, what do you want the kids to do with it? She was saying something else, but the vort's a vort. Don't wait until it's mamish like, you know, the last second. Start a bit earlier, you know. Why wait till it's mamish, you know, fix the problem before it gets so bad. Anyway, that's just, we see that refuah definitely gets our attention and gets the tzibur davening more than any other problems that people have. L'chayra. Kasha, Sharem, Bemishkos, Schus Talmud Torah, Godel Yosemit Villa. Aval Indian who? Kacha. When there's a sick person, Chayvin Minadin, Koidem, Kol Lasso, is Stadler, Sativit, Kvi, Mashema, Kevcha. When there's a sick person, you have to make whatever status you can make. You have a Kiev. That's the din. But Shaykhiv Choyle, אם יאיך לקרוא לרפא או לאמבולנס, עושה לו אז לחפש פריות. When you call the doctor, I was busy saying to heal him. What are you talking about? If someone needs an ambulance, call the ambulance. Yeah, I'll call the ambulance later. First, I'm going to say to heal him. What are you talking about? You first have to call the ambulance. ובין שרוסה השתדלו עשה טיביס, היא התפילה. One of the heaven דיקי השתדלסס is תפילה. You hear that? תפילה is not Ma'ala mina teva. Tila is teva. Likrod de bechifus le reifim shil Yisrael. You call the doctor. Who's the doctor? Who's the doctor? You have to call the doctor straight away. Uri shan le tzvesh le yapes o chayno. Reilanu mutzak at kama adova hu pshuta kama shmoy. Vafurish papasuk ki ani Hashem refoech. We don't get how pshut kish shmoy is that he shtadlas teva, he shtadlas is to talk to Hashem. Yani Hashem Rufuecha, I'm your doctor. Tfila is istadlus tivit. We don't think that. We think that tfila is mashu esoteric. And it for sure has that aspect. I'm not saying not. But tfila is pshuta. You need a doctor. You pick up the phone. You need a doctor. Who's the best doctor? You pick up the phone. You phone Hashem. Teva. I told you once. I've mentioned you many times. Ruchatskal Levenstein, apparently, I haven't verified the story, but it's a well-known maysa that Ruchatskal Avramsky, sorry, used to be the Abbeistin of in London, the Rosh Yeshiva of Slobodka afterwards, Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker. So they say once met Churchill just before, as the war had started. He met Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of England in those days. So Churchill said to Ruchatskal, what's going to be? Ruchatskal said to him, you have two choices, the natural way or the miracle way. The Churchill said to him, what's the difference? So he said, if you've got a war and you fight the war and you win, that'll be a miracle. For England to beat Germany at war is a miracle. They've got much better army than you. You outnumber you. They've got more airplanes, tanks. As a moment for England to beat Germany in a war would be a miracle. So he said, so then what's the natural way? The natural way is to pray. Derech HaTeva is to daven. The miracle, you need a miracle. Okay, fine. You think you can say on a miracle, so go fight a war. You have to fight. You don't have to fight what's called the tadlis peset. To win a war, you have to have a miracle. Aval, to daven, that's not called a miracle. That's my rechet hateva. Finding a doctor, that's not a miracle. Getting hold of the doctor, I think, getting an appointment with the doctor today, that's a miracle. I see Ellie knows what I'm talking about. Aval, go to the doctor, that's not a miracle. That's refuah. Same to you. We have thought zoo. This yisod doesn't just apply by refuah. Why do you make ishtadlis? What do you mean? I made ishtadlis. I found the doctor. I found the bank manager. What are you talking about? I found Hashem. Hashem's the bank manager. Hashem's the doctor. Hashem is brach shomayom a kabel tefilas v'kashrois. Hashem, take your calls. And don't forget. Because of the Nes Habo al Yedei Tfila, Einu Nikra Nes, V'Einu Menake Mischi Yosov. Listen to that, Marshal. You heard a Marshal like this? When a person gets answered because of his Tfilas, that's not called Nes, and it doesn't take away from your Tfiyot. You want to rely on a Nes? You want to rely on a miracle? The miracle happens, you pay for that miracle. They don't come cheap. But when you daven for something and you get it, it's an Olikra Nes. Because it's not a miracle. It wasn't a miracle. Why should I pay for it? It wasn't a miracle. You heard such a marshal? All different mabat. All different perspective on tefillah. Tefillah's not a miracle. Oh, you don't understand. I doubted and Hashem gave me this. Well, what's the miracle? Well, miracle in that. You have to be grateful. You have to recognize Hashem's intervention. According to Chazal, you see clearly that derech hateva. That's not Nes. And then we all have the question running in the back of our heads because we all have things on our table that we need the chufim davening for. Okay, that's another story. Why sometimes Hashem doesn't answer? Why he doesn't? The person doesn't get well. The person doesn't get well when you want him to get well. Okay, that's part of the kashas. The bottom line is to know. And to trust and have a deep sense of imuna, they're talking to Hashem, that's derech hateva. That's not called Nes. It's the Nes that Hashem set up the teva like that. For sure, there's no teva called Nes. That's the way Hashem set up the marechet hateva. You need a doctor, you go to Hashem. There's a field, there's studies. You also have to find the real doctors, not the real doctors, the physical doctors. You have to go to the heart, whatever. Say kushiyot al ishtadlis. The first ishtadlis you make is you go to the best doctor in town. That's Hashem. Then afterwards, you first call the ambulance before you. But those are shikulim again. But the end of the days is the sherish, the sort of tefillah is that tefillah is derech hateva. You daven for money. You got the panos this way, that way. It came from Yahweh. Why is that mess? It's derech hateva. Niplu v'noira. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Ich bin so des Teufels. Ich freue mich auf den Rabatt. Ich freue mich auf den Rabatt.